This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. The first name is Josue, J-O-S-U-E. The date of birth, October 26, 1976. Date of evaluation, October 17, 2024. Referring physician, disability and social service. The chief complaint, heart problem. The HCI. The patient stated that he was seen at the emergency room with a fast heart rate, period. He was subsequently hospitalized with congestive heart failure for approximately 1 week, beginning May 14, 2024, period. Since his hospitalization, he reports chest pressure and difficulty with breathing. Chest pressure is brought on by walking, period. His head then starts to hurt, period. He reports dyspnea at less than 100 yards, period. He describes having undergone left heart catheterization and was found to have no evidence of blockage, period. He stated that his initial left ventricular ejection fraction was 20%, period. The past medical history includes one, congestive heart failure, past surgical history, left heart catheterization, next number diverticulosis, medication, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams on BID, spironolactone 25 milligrams half daily, lisinopril 5 milligrams one daily, amiodarone 200 milligrams half daily, baby aspirin daily. The allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, mother had enlarged heart, uncle Paul died with heart problems. Social history, he denies cigarettes, he knows the use of marijuana gummies, and further reports occasional alcohol use, period. Review of symptoms, he reports 10-pound weight loss, period. Eyes, he reports flashing lights. Neck, he reports stiffness. Respiratory, he has dry cough and dyspnea. Cardiac, he has chest pain, which he states radiates to the left arm. Neurologic, he has headache. Musculoskeletal, he has pain involving the left arm and right knee. Psychiatric, he reports insomnia. Physical examination, blood pressure 132/81, pulse 76, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 211 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The exam otherwise is unremarkable. The impression, this gentleman reports having symptoms of heart failure, period. He states that he had been hospitalized for pain, period. He was found to have normal coronary, period. Patient describes ongoing symptoms consistent with New York Heart Association Class 3, period. On the current examination, he appears euvolemic, period. I have no imaging study. Correction, there is no routine follow-up study from his echocardiogram, which was initially performed on April 22nd, 2024. This coincidentally revealed left ventricular ejection fraction 15-20% period. RV was noted to be mildly dilated period. There was moderate mitral regurgitation period. There was mild tricuspid regurgitation period. There was four-chamber enlargement period. There was grade 2 diastolic dysfunction period. Estimated PA pressure was 35 millimeters of mercury period. Based on the above, he has heart failure with reduced ejection fraction period. His symptoms are consistent with New York Heart Association class 3 period. As such, the patient is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, or bending. He requires repeat echocardiogram in approximately 3-6 months period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.